Introducing the Faith Series, a transformative audio sermon experience crafted by the visionary minds at spiritnerds.org. Each week, we bring you a curated collection of powerful sermons from theologically sound preachers around the globe, delving into diverse topics that address the depths of our spiritual journey. This remarkable series has become a beacon of inspiration, touching the lives of millions of Christians worldwide, from faith-building messages to practical guidance and navigating spiritual matters. The Faith Series is a wellspring of blessing, designed to ignite your faith and deepen your relationship.
Spiritual warfare are fought within the corridors of knowledge. It's not, I take my spiritual bazooka. It's nothing like that. Don't deceive yourself. That's a confused man. You think the prayer is powerful because you say, fire! No, sir. A man that says, Satan, be gone from knowledge. That be gone is coming with atomic bomb. And a man is saying, I take my bazooka. And as he's praying, demons are slapping his head. This guy, you know, get sense. You know, get sense. Then he finished praying and then headache. One is casting out demon, pushing your head like this. Another man comes and demons are crying. Knowledge. That's where we fight from. The duel between Yeshua and Satan. The Satan come with sword and say, no, take your sword, let's fight. Satan came with question. See, when we come into realms of the spirit, it is intelligence to fight with. Intelligence. Lift up your head, O ye gate. Be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, that the King of glory might come in. Do you think the gate will fall? The gatekeeper said, who is the King of glory? Who is the King of glory? Gates are beings. Don't think a gate is what you think a gate is. Gates are beings. Those are checkpoints, access that access realms in the spirit. Who is the King of glory? And if you don't give the appropriate answer, you may be judged on the spot. He said again, lift up your head, O ye gate. Be ye lifted up that the King of glory might come in. He said, maybe this guy just got it by luck. Who is this King of glory again? When you encounter issues, how you will know that you are spiritually strong? It's not that Jesus, and you are the one running. What a coward. What comes out of you or what comes to your mind shows your maturity. The issue comes immediately, scripture comes in your spirit. One of the greatest traits of the fearful is inconsistency and uncertainty. You tell them this place is going to be green, go there, and they go there. After some time, they see other people living there. They say, oh boy, this place never green yet. Oh, do you know what the Bible said? It said those ones are tossed to and fro. That's their movement. And it's called wind. Do you know why it's called wind of doctrine? Because the wind of doctrine will move people that are not planted. When wind blows, the things that are not planted, don't they move? They are swept away. When a new prophet comes to town, we see you in that church. Another one comes, we see you call this one papa, you call this one mommy, you call this one. Swept away. You are so light, it blows you here today. Blows you here tomorrow. Today you have faith. Tomorrow you don't have faith. Next tomorrow you see. Have you not seen members who need to be seeing miracles for their faith to be strong? That person is like the Israelite. They're like the Israelites. Who will see God do one thing? They will say, yeah. After some time, the Bible said they tested the Holy One. Can God feed us here, sir? Why did this guy even bring us here to die? These are people that just saw river open. And then guess what will happen? They'll say, maybe that thing, self, is locked, self. No wonder the breeze was blowing. Are you sure? See, science will analyze the way God's movement. I've given prophecy and some people will come and say, hey, it's fake. It's fake. You read it from social blogspot. Meanwhile, I received it from the Lord. But you see, because their mind is wicked and they don't believe there are people that God can speak to, they want to explain away your divine encounter. Meanwhile, if you check his name now, his name is Oba Jesu. Do you know why the harlots are going to enter into the kingdom of heaven first? Because they don't have religious training. They only have faith. They know they don't deserve it. But if you tell them that this is it, they have faith enough to believe. So they will believe foolishly and they will be first. Meanwhile, the one who has religious training, he will want to explain away everything first. If an angel appears now, we say, no, it's light refraction. Say, because those things are spiritually discerned. You need to trust God to get you into realms where certain levels or certain measures of your spiritual understanding can receive light. Because when it receives light, it receives life. Spiritual photosynthesis begins. It can begin to produce. All your spiritual eyes need. You see, there's a maturing process for spiritual. To engage the word of God, part of the things that God will do, if God wants to take you into deeper spiritual measures, what he will do is that he will enlarge your heart and your mind. God cannot work with a small mind. He will stretch it. So what you begin to notice, especially if you will be someone that will begin to receive visions, all of a sudden you just start, questions start coming. Where was going that created the world? Where was, you know, deep questions. What is happening is that your mind is being expanded. That's part of your preparation process. That is how sometimes you are going to come into a certain measure of revelation when you sleep. This is not something you will do from the flesh. It will just be coming to you. Questions that does not look, you know, carnal. Deep questions and deep thought. And what that thing will do is that it will open your eyes to be seeing what others are not. When I come to church, those deep thoughts, all of us shouting here now, are we truly connected to God? See, thoughts like that is what opens your spirit for God to bring you into something. That was why the prophets of those days, their greatest encounters were by the riverside. Separated to nature. Separated. Some were in captivity. God needed them to be in captivity to show them the visions of God. Ezekiel was with the captive by the river Kebar, and then he saw visions of God. Daniel was by the river Hedekel. He saw visions of God. Jesus was by the river. Heaven opened. John was on the house of Patmos, surrounded by river. His eyes was open. They were separated. They were separated from the noise of this world. So there are certain preparatory processes that brings you into certain levels of revelation and understanding. But you must have the Holy Spirit first in you, because he's going to aid you in that journey of revelation. There are some Christians that don't even know how to meditate. Listen, the power of God is available for everyone who consciously seek. You cannot be a seeker, first of all, without knowledge, because only the knowledgeable can seek, because it is by knowledge you will seek. Seek and shall find. What do you seek? That's the question. How can you seek something you don't know? Do you understand? So you seek. Satan meets Jesus and then asks him a question. Can you see? Can you answer the questions of the mortals? In that realm, we are not speaking about good and bad. We are speaking about seems good and then perfect. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right. If you don't have discernment, you won't be able to look beyond what seems good. It seems good to take this tithe from this person. But if you look beyond what seems good, the Holy Ghost will say, this money, don't take it. So Satan now asked him, if you are the Son of God, turn this stone to be made bread. Satan's warfare begins from the point of desires and misunderstanding. Your desire, your misunderstanding. Any desire that cannot be submitted to God will be Satan's point of entry. Any misunderstanding of what God has said that you hold on to will be Satan's point of entry. Because he will first begin to fight you from what you misunderstand and what you strongly desire. So Satan began his war from nature. It is natural to want to eat food when you're hungry. So Satan simply just came to tell Jesus, if you are the Son of God, you would have power enough to turn stone to be bread so that you can eat. What is the bad thing in that statement now? It will look as though Satan is trying to bring him into the consciousness of a possibility that he is not aware of. So you're the Son of God. So you mean I have power to turn stone to bread? And then Satan will now begin further lectures. Meanwhile, after the lecture of Satan, what will happen is that once you what you once saw as a great sin, you will now go and embrace it. Have you not heard certain men of God, after they finish talking to you, you become comfortable with fornication? Satan is a lecturer. Do you think the people who are false prophets, do you think they want to hear this Jesus you are preaching? They've been lectured on, hey, some of them said, do you know what Jesus did with Mary Magdalene? It's a teaching that is going on in their cycle. They will tell you that you can mix Jesus and tradition. All power belongs to God. Be careful of new knowledge that seeks to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Even if an angel begins to bring something else that is not consistent with Christ, it sounds spiritual, but it's not consistent with Christ. My brother, run away from it. Yes. So Satan will bring education. That's how Satan conquers people. He will educate you. You are a fine girl. You know how many guys are dying for someone like you? Come on. He will bring educations. And then he will leave you to destroy yourself. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. Meaning, even though this desire is strong in my body, there is another law that is superior to this, my desire. And if there is a law that is superior to this, my desire, and it comes from God, then I choose to stand with that one that is superior to what I'm feeling. This is what I want. But since what God says is superior to what I want, I choose to stand with what God has said rather than what I want. Satan now says, okay, this guy is a Bible guy. Satan now takes him to the next journey, to the pinnacle of the temple. Meanwhile, religious activity was going on there. Do you think Satan fears your church because you put faith here and then you put power there? Doesn't strike any chord. Your handband does not terrorize Satan. If you are the Son of God, say, jump down. Then Satan now lifted the scripture. He said, because it is written. Satan wants to show you. Listen, Satan does not come telling you, Illuminati! No, Satan will come with scripture. We will buy you juice. And then two of you will talk scripture. But you see, Satan's end game is deception. He knows your affliction. The pain of your affliction is nothing compared to what deception will do to you. So he will sit down with you and you guys will be gisting. Even though you're on 40 days fasting, he will come like an angel of light. Yes, even though you're on 40 days fasting, he will show you Sister Nkechi as your wife. The escape route that comes from Beelzebub. This is written. He will give his angels charge over you. And in their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your feet against the stone. So what Satan did was that he presented half truth, but he omitted certain things. He omitted the part that said, he will give his angels commandments over you to keep you in the way, Now the question is, what was the way God sent Jesus? It was the wilderness. Where was Jesus now? Temple top. It is where God sent you to that he will protect you. The angels did not leave the wilderness. They didn't meet him on the temple top. The Bible says after the temptations was done, angels ministered to him there. As simple as that thing is, if you don't have spiritual intelligence, you will not know that you have now left the way that the angels has been commanded to protect you in. How come God sent you to is he Nineveh? You are now going to Tarsus. Your spiritual resources is in the way God sends you. If you are a minister, and because a style of ministry is reigning, you adopt that style. The provision for you has been commanded, the angels that God has given you. And that they have a specific commandment to provide for you in the way you were sent. This is why a lot of people wander around in destiny. God wants you to be a teacher. And through teacher, through teaching, God has programmed a step that you will follow to become a billionaire. You see that going to Canada and going to become a nurse is what is raining. You run there. Then you spend 10 years of your life living from hand to mouth. In the way. And Jesus replies, he said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. I cannot be testing God. God doesn't need to prove himself to me. I know him. Don't tempt the Lord your God. Satan now losing patience. Meanwhile, this is the height of spiritual warfare. Communication. But it's actually the height of spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. How do you think principalities and power war? They war by decrees and commandments. The Bible said the devil now takes him up to the pinnacle of a mountain, highest mountain. And then in a moment, the devil shows him the kingdom of this world and the glories of those things. Have you noticed something yet? There was no spiritual promise in that negotiation. Satan only has power in this world. If something in this world has you, Satan will have power over you. Nothing there was spiritual. Food was earthly. Jump from the temple top, earthly. Prove yourself. Kingdoms of this world. There was nothing. Satan is the God of this world. Beyond this world, he has no power over you. So if your reality does not come from this world, you are more than a conqueror. Satan bring car. Car does not move you. In fact, when you get the car, God said, give the car out. You give it. You don't think of it. There's no crying. Oh, it's a seed that touched me. As Satan see you give that money and are crying, he knows that money still has a throne in your heart. You beat people. Instead of them to cry, they are laughing that, hey, we thank God that they beat us for the sake of the gospel. If they had cried, Satan would have known that they still had pride in them. That thing that makes you feel sad is not spiritual. It's your carnality. God is dealing with it. I've given crazy seeds and I will look for sadness inside. I can't find it. Someone has not given half of that kind of seed. And yet he said, this seed, pay me. This seed. You see, what God will do is that you will not receive any reward immediately. So that he will show you your heart. Then the person will not say, but I gave God sacrifice. If we calculate all that your money together, it is 80,500. Widow's might. Did you read in scripture that the widow was complaining when he was giving the money? Because it was widow's might, was the widow crying? Why are we fake? If a thing in this world owns you, trust me, say you've lost the battle before you began. Because Satan is the master of this world. One thing you must know about demonic spirits is that they are very patient spirits. If they find your weakness, they will keep it and wait for you 5 years' time, 10 years' time. Don't you know that Satan is seen as an accuser? So we've stepped into law firms here altogether. The Bible calls Satan what? The accuser. So we are in legal grounds here. Do you know that before you accuse someone, you have to build a case against that person? Satan can spend 10 years building a case. If you don't hide yourself in the Holy Ghost and allow your form becomes the form of the Holy Ghost, which Satan does not understand, and you give yourself a form in time, you call yourself Major Electricity One, Satan will have a case. He will build that thing for 10 years and then we will now see you on Al Jazeera. May Satan, man of God, may Satan not build a case against you.
Amen.
Submit yourself under the mighty hand of God and what? Exalt you in due time. As you are growing, he sees a form, he breaks you again. He breaks you again. You will see those things as losses in time. But see, blessed are you if you can go through that pain. He's breaking you until you become formless. That is when you've truly gotten a form. When you become formless, whatever his form is, that is what you are. As he is in heaven, so are we on it. So, spiritual warfare is a warfare of knowledge. If you sense the hand of Satan around you in a certain way, you need to go and pray and say, Lord, how have I broken the air? The Holy Ghost is a spirit of truth. He will tell you the truth. If you repair what has been broken, that hand will leave you. It is rebellion that keeps people in spiritual battles. That's it. I know that this is not how they preach spiritual battles, because they tell you that if the wheat rise, if you don't kill them, they will kill you. If you don't fire them, they will fire you. A bunch of people praying to a God they don't know. My vision is to have a church where you walk in sick, you walk out healed without anybody praying. Because you've come into the knowledge of Christ. You walk into the service, and after service you say, Pastor, I wanted to meet you for prayers, but now I know, so don't worry. But see, we always keep ourselves in the presence of God as the needy. Look at the disciples of Jesus and look at the multitude. Then check the difference between these two. The multitude came for miracles. The disciples of Jesus were there. They saw miracle, but that was not what they came for. They came for the word of God. Is it that they didn't have need? My brother, pursuit was different. One got bread. One got the factory that makes bread. Even the crumbs fall from the table of the Lord. That's a Christian speaking. No? The crumbs fall from the table. Someone who is supposed to have the Holy Ghost. I don't know why ministry is not growing. Then we see you on TV shouting, man of God, help me. A pastor. You need to go and weep for your life. Don't you have news that can go to God in prayer? It's because what you enter ministry for is to ride two jeeps. You didn't go for Jesus. So I don't know why ministry is not growing. It's not considering, okay, the realms of revelation in God is not increasing. My stature in God is not increasing. The bodies of God in my life is not. No, what he's thinking is that members are not coming. Ask them, even if I'm in my room, I will have five people. I will speak the word of the Lord, because if Jesus is lifted up, he will draw all men. We were in our parlor when we started touching the whole world. Pain. So this is why they suffer. This is why they go and buy miracle water. Have you not noticed you run from one church to another and you will not find solution until the aim of your pursuit becomes solution? Hey, how come now the aim of your pursuit is now solution, not Jesus? If God does not help a man, nobody can help that man. The man of God gets solution. If your friend talks like that, please block him. See, that's a thief and a robber. They come to get only to go. They don't have any commitment with God. Trust me, if your pursuit is Jesus, you will not know when the problem will leave you. You will not even know. When Peter took his eyes off Jesus, even in the presence of Jesus, he began to sink. You never too aware of your problems. My body, my money, my account. Ask my men. I'll be talking. You will not know when I have millions. I will not know when I have only 1 naira. You will never know. If sometimes I look at my bank account, if it's red, I'll say that's not my account. Faith has spoken. That's all I need. I was squatting, yet if you look at my phone that time, it was house of duplex. I said, I'll buy this house. I was not doing it because they say, you know, it was a reality inside me. We are here. We are just moving into this new space. I'm already telling people, prepare for a satellite station. Ask my media team. I said, okay, we need to put this to go. We need to hire these people. We need to. Is it that the money is there? No. But I've seen it already. Because I've seen it, I will have it. It's simple. Cast all your cares upon him. Allow God bother for you. You just have faith in him. Let's pray. See, let's pray that God takes us deeper. Let's open our mouth and pray.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible spiritual journey through the faith series brought to you by spiritnerds.org. We hope these powerful sermons have touched your heart, expanded your understanding, and ignited a flame of faith within you. Remember, the journey doesn't end here. Continue to explore the depths of faith, seek wisdom, and embrace the transformative power of the gospel in your daily life. Stay connected with spiritnerds.org for more uplifting content as we strive to be the source of inspiration for millions of Christians worldwide.